don't stop talking about freedom. To get knowing lots, to be learning lots, to be knowing about people. You gotta reach them, sit them right down, man. You gotta teach them about freedom. You gotta win it, gotta put yourself smack dab in it.
The United States right now is in a full-blown cover-up. That's why he went to his favorite 60 Minutes correspondent, Steve Croft. That's why he blamed his intelligence agencies for this. This has nothing to do with the intelligence agencies. It has to do with the intelligence between his ears. And the fact of the matter is he's not paying attention to his job. He's not attentive to what a president's supposed to be attentive to because he's so busy revolutionizing our economy and our government and transforming it, he's not doing his job.
Freedom. Don't lose it, got to understand, you just can't abuse it. Freedom, get moving, never gonna stop till everybody prove it. On love for one another, call us some friend and call us some brother.
And besides that, the head of the Secret Service just resigned. That's right, the second in a couple of weeks jumped the fence, and this one got in so far that he was on the red phone to Vladimir Putin, threatening to nuke him. The White House chef actually whipped him up some enchiladas and some tacos. I believe his name was Gonzalez. Now think about this. Maybe the next guy that comes in will actually sit at the desk, and he'll have the gumption to lower taxes, enforce our borders, repeal Obamacare, stop access from West Africa, wean people off welfare, clean up the Department of Justice, and actually listen to our military commanders. Maybe even start the Keystone Pipeline. Use clean coal. And stop the race and class wars that Obama has started. Wouldn't that be something? I think that, Lee, that's a premise for a movie.
You got that right.
Isn't it?
Award-winning movie.
Do you remember that movie, Dave? Which,
yeah,
by the way,
with Kevin Klein,
coincidentally, was named after me. No, it wasn't, actually. It was, Kevin Klein, right.
Kevin Klein. Mm-hmm.
And somehow he got into the White House because
he looked like the president.
Yeah, who was like a Bush one-like figure.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually ran things, and everybody liked him. And then he weaseled his way out and got the vice president in there, who I believe was played by Ben Kingsley, who was just a nice guy. And,
yeah.
You know.
Well, Michael J. Fox was in it, and he was his, I guess you could say, his spin doctor.
All right. Mm-hmm. Anyways, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. I'm here with radio legend Lee Burr, newly appointed salesperson of his own advertising for a sports show.
Well, I'm doing what you're doing.
Which is cool. Yeah, mm-hmm. How about that, huh?
For the
kind of works, doesn't it?
For the minors, that's right.
It kind of works. And then, you know what? It gives you more pride in your show. And guess what? You know, us guys are, I hate to call the word talent, but we're out there. People know who we are.
Mm-hmm.
When we go into sell advertising, I believe that we have an edge.
Well, you know, there's, you know, when you look at radio and TV broadcast, there's a section in there that says cue talent. And you and I are the talent.
All right.
Whether
well,
we are talent or not.
I like to look at mine as like preparation versus talent.
But what I have found that people, when I go into these places, know who I am.
Exactly.
So it's
that's
kinda
a step in the door right there.
It's kind of cool.
You know, and a lot of people who I do business with, I've been doing business with them for 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's not that hard of a sell. And even the fact that I have an opinion show, and a lot of people do not a lot, but some people don't like my opinion and stuff like that, it works. I mean, you get more these people are very happy sponsors because they're getting more people into their businesses spending money at a time when the economy around here, let's face it, sucks. You got the fourth depleting and, you know, the traveling down I-44 isn't as much. But, you know, we're doing all right.
Well, now the unemployment rate is 6%. That's pretty low.
Well, here's the story
across
on that.
Across the nation. You know the inside story?
I know the inside story because I heard it today.
All right.
The inside story to that is that the participation rate in this country is the lowest it's ever been. In other words, that doesn't count all the people that have dropped out of the workforce. If the participation rate was the same as 1977, the unemployment rate would be over 10%. That's from Stuart Varney on Fox Business. Just this morning. See, I'm paying attention.
Wow, that's good. That's
lightning came out and blew out my television.
Insightful.
And, you know, that's show prep for me. Lucky I went to the second TV and it...
Man, that's good. That's good. That's what I say.
You know, everybody yesterday was miserable. Everybody I talked to yesterday was miserable.
Really?
The weather was miserable. I was miserable. My girlfriend was upset. Lisa Strauser! And, you know, today the sun is out. And, by the way, do you know what tonight is? Besides the Cardinals?
Yom Kippur.
It's Yom Kippur.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a fairly, heated conversation with people who say I offended them on Facebook. And you can go to my Facebook page and take a look at this.
And on Facebook, they called your names.
Oh, yes.
What is that?
They referred to my Jewishness. And this morning, guy called me a Christ killer. So, Jesus killer, I should say. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I had previously, and he did that after I apologized to anybody who I offended. Which, you know, it was heated. I probably said some things I shouldn't have, but it wasn't like that. But it's very interesting. These people are supposed to be conservatives. And here's what we're really arguing about. What they're saying is, if we don't get the right nominee, if we don't get the right conservative, and they can't even amongst them agree on who that is. Hmm. You know, one guy said Ben Carson, and they're all like over the board saying, well, he's not conservative enough, and he doesn't have that much experience, and this, that, and the other. What they're saying is they're not going to vote. So we just you know, it's like when you're playing, like, let's say, God forbid, Adam Wainwright got hurt and couldn't play.
Whoa.
Oh, no, I don't want to, maybe not, but just for hypothetical, okay?
Mm.
That would like be saying Mike Matheny would say, okay, well, let's go home then, because we don't have the right guy there. No, you're trying to win with the guy you got.
Yeah.
You know, you got Mitt Romney? Over Barack Obama, somehow they equalize these two. Do you really think that they're that much alike?
Well, you're voting for a, as you've pointed out before, you're voting for a theme. You're voting for a platform. The person that does that, you hope carries that flag.
Well, you're voting for a record.
A record.
A record of what experience you've had. A record of what you've done in your life. How you've kept your word, and Barack Obama had no record other than, you know, community organizer and assistant professor of teaching the Constitution, which he apparently does not know anything about. So, hey, by the way, if you want to call the show, 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
And for those of you who are listening all over the world, you can call this show at 573-364-0800.
That's right.
All right. How are the phones working?
Well, as of yesterday, number two was still not very good.
Really?
So, but we'll,
all right.
You know, we'll work it out.
All right, we'll work it out. Just keep calling. You'll get on. I promise you. Yeah, we'll do our best. Let's put it that way. Ebola.
Farrakhan says it's a conspiracy.
Yeah, it's the white man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm startled. He hasn't blamed the Jews. It's usually the Jews' fault.
He will.
Well, he got around to it in Ferguson.
Yeah.
I didn't even know it. Because I wrote an article about it in the Jewish World Review and on DaveWeinbaum.com. And I didn't know that he had, that was only, I took it from a 3-minute video of part of his speech. And then he went on to compare what happened in Gaza to Ferguson. Okay.
Okay.
Sort of like Obama did at the UN. I mean, what does Ferguson have to do with anything? For goodness sakes, that case isn't even adjudicated. I mean, it's still in the grand jury. Who knows what's going to happen there? Why would that reach international forums. I mean, it doesn't merit that. Not yet, at least. And I don't know how it would, but that's the way it is. So you've got Louis Farrakhan talking about white people somehow infected everybody with Ebola. And you know what you got now? You've got ISIS, mm-hmm. who are saying now that they're going to infect themselves and come to the United States. Hell, come to the United States. They're already here. And infect people here. You know? Just incredible. I don't know. Did you watch that doctor trying to explain the patient who flew from West Liberia? Why the hell are we still taking planes from Africa. Places like West Africa, mm-hmm. Liberia, Nigeria? Why? And yet, here's the mind boggler. And yet, when there was a rocket that dropped a mile or 2 miles away from the Ben Gurion Airport in Tel Aviv, Obama closed the airport both ways. He closed it from American flights. But in West Africa? Yeah, come on. Come on over. Why is that, Lee?
Well, it seems like we react to everything as opposed to proactive. I mean, there's just no rhyme or reason, you know.
Well, they were proactive in the Israeli case, which was done to punish Israel, by the way. Let's be frank about it.
Right.
Because this guy, Obama, he hates Netanyahu, hates him with a passion, and he doesn't like Jews very much either. He wants Israel to destroy itself. He wants Israel to go to the pre-1967 borders, which is the 1949 borders, which makes Israel 9 miles wide. 9 miles wide at one point, completely indefensible. So after all these wars, you think Israel is going to do? I mean, it's not even negotiable. And he's saying that's a precondition. It's a non-starter. So he hates Netanyahu, and Netanyahu. And Obama gave a speech at the UN.
Right.
And if you watch both speeches, you saw a startling difference. Obama was talking about, he's talking about the general nations and all this general stuff, and then Ferguson he throws in there. Bibi Netanyahu was talking about the worldwide threat of militant Islam. And how the tree connects to Hamas, Hezbollah, Palestinian Authority, and especially Iran, who is about to get a nuclear weapon. And we're looking at what the president is doing, and he's hardly doing anything. He's sort of like not doing a thing. If you want to call the show, 364-0800 or
star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
Okay, so we got ISIS now has threatened to come into this country, not only with Ebola, but they're threatening to go to the homes of our soldiers, both on the ground here in the United States of America, and murder their families. Now, here's a president that, because of his inaction, caused the vacuum that Bush predicted almost exactly back in 2007, that if we don't leave a residual force, this is what will happen. You'll have mass killings. You're going to have people grab for land. They're going to create an Islamic State. Bush predicted this in 2007, and guess who else predicted this? Leon Panetta. He told the Obama administration, you gotta leave a residual force there. Now, Leon Panetta, you can say, well, you know, if you're listening to Fox News, well, it's just Fox News. No, it's not just Fox News. It's Leon Panetta. He was the head of the CIA for the Obama administration, and Gates also agrees with that. They told him he needed a residual force, and this stuff about him not being able to, that Maliki wouldn't sign a deal is contradicted by Leon Panetta. He said they could have easily got a deal with Panetta, I mean with the U.S. and Maliki to put forces in Iraq. All right, you want to call the show, 364-0800 or
star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
All right, we're going to take our first break. And we'll be right back. We've got all sorts of stuff. We got Ferguson. Was there a leak in Ferguson? Hong Kong for Democracy? Hong Kong for Democracy. Wow. And you've got Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter said on his 90th birthday, I could have beat Reagan.
You don't understand. I could have had class. I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
Yeah.
You were somebody. You were the worst president of the United States of America forever until Barack Obama took over. I guess we should congratulate him on that one, don't
we? Well,
you?
He didn't do peanuts. I know that.
that's
what they say.
All right. Did you hear about the, the nurse came in, to a doctor's office and said, there's a man in the waiting room who thinks he's invisible. What should I tell him? Doctor tell him I can't see him today. All right. On that note, we're going to come back. Bad jokes. I mean, what are you going to do? Great. All right. This is KTTR News Radio. Wait a minute. KTTR. I almost got fired there. KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM, 1490 AM.
Would you do business with this?
Hey there. Yeah, you need your driveway done? Yeah, check this out. I saw that you had a lot of cracks in there. Here's an estimate for you. There's nobody that's going to beat this price. I guarantee you. You don't need another estimate. Trust me, lady.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. Give Melrose Asphalt a call. Melrose Asphalt will give you an estimate in writing at a price you can trust. Keep local and leave the yahoos to someone else. Call Melrose Asphalt at 364-9101. Owning a business can be tough, and knowing what insurance you need can be confusing. Help is here with the Daniel & Henry Company. Daniel & Henry Company is an independent insurance broker providing a full range of risk management and insurance products and services for clients locally, nationally, and internationally. They find cost-effective solutions for your business and personal needs, from work comp, general liability, property and auto, and all points in between. Protecting your business is their business. Call Richard Boyette at the Daniel & Henry Company today, 314-444-50.
Fall is truck season at Fairground Auto Plaza in Rolla, and they have extended Chevy truck mount savings throughout the month of October. Save big on the 2014 truck of the year, the Chevy Silverado. Right now, get GM supplier pricing plus rebates on Silverado LTs. That's up to $8,500 in savings. But hurry, these savings won't last long for truck month at Fairground Auto Plaza, 100 Fairgrounds Road in Rolla, or find them on the web at fairgroundgm.com. Chevy, find new roads. Being a business owner can be tough, especially when trying to design the signage just right for your business. Missouri Neon can help. Family owned and serving the Ozarks for 80 years. They provide custom expert sign design, manufacturing, installation, and service for virtually everyone from large businesses to schools and churches. They specialize in full color digital signage and new LED lighting technology and can offer affordable sales and equipment leasing options. Stop stressing and let them take care of you. That's Missouri Neon, your signage experts. 1-800-788-1778.
It's the 17th annual Customer Appreciation Days at Key Sports Shop, Friday and Saturday, October 24th and the 25th. Come in and draw your discount savings, 25 to 60% off in the store. Some exclusions apply. Save on name brands like Adidas, Reebok, Puma, Under Armour, and more. Don't miss Key Sports Shop's Customer Appreciation Days, October 24th and the 25th, 9 to 5:30 on Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturday, 1300 South Bishop and Rolla.
When you combine juicy beef patties with enough jalapenos to power a rocket to Jupiter, you expect the price to be astronomical as well. Instead, you get one of the best values on Earth, and a new movement is born. Econom Nom Nomics, where impossibly good food and low prices can coexist in the universe. The Jalapeno Double. Try it now for just $2 on McDonald's Dollar Menu and more. It's Econom Nom Nomical. Nom 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 Nom. Prices and participation may vary.
Have you ever been to a real liquor store? No, I'm not talking about the liquor section at your grocery store. If you haven't been to Lucas Liquor off Manchester and Ellisville, then you don't know what you're missing. Lucas Liquor wants to help you wow your guests at your upcoming parties and events with their amazing selection of top-shelf choices at not-so-top-shelf prices. The amazing staff at Lucas Liquor will help you find the perfect spirit selection to make your next event top-notch without breaking your bank. Curbside service and weekly tastings, too. Give them a try today. Lucas Liquor in Ellisville.
When you combine juicy beef patties with enough jalapenos to power a rocket to Jupiter, you expect the price to be astronomical as well. Instead, you get one of the best values on Earth, and a new movement is born. Economnomnomics, where impossibly good food and low prices can coexist in the universe. The Jalapeno Double. Try it now for just $2 on McDonald's Dollar Menu and more. It's Economnomnomical. Nom, 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 nom. Prices and participation may vary.
Town and Country Bank. Smart. Friendly. Solutions. Buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, we have the solution. With a wide variety of loan products like fixed and adjustable rate mortgages and refinancing options, we'll be here when you're ready to make your move. Let us build your mortgage solution today. Stop by your local Town and Country Bank or visit us online at tcbanks.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Sons of Scotland! I am William Wallace, and I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. You've come to fight as free men. What will you do with that freedom? Will you fight?
Well, you know, that's kind of old news now. That's, you know, the Scottish vote for independence, they already denied that. But let's look at Hong Kong. Hong Kong, they're actually demonstrating for democracy in the streets of Hong Kong against the commie Chinese government who are controlling them. And, I mean, they shut down Hong Kong. It's incredible. Hi there, if you're still on the line, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. Just because you're the first caller, Lee Burr will be at your house today to massage your pet. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hello. Guess you're not there.
Hello.
All right, you want to call back? It's 573-364-0800 or
star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
And I put the area code on there. You know why?
Why is that?
Because we are streaming live all over the world.
That's right, my friend.
I've got people in Israel listening. I've got people in New York listening. People in Los Angeles listening. Hey, by the way, if you're listening to the show, go to my Facebook page and tell me where you're from, all right? We need, you know, I need to figure out social media to get more, to get better at it, to get the word out.
Are you on Twitter?
So I'm on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on Facebook.
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm at the Dave Weinbaum on Twitter and Facebook. I'm just Dave Weinbaum. And you know, you can befriend me. I have a lot of friends around here now. And you know, go to Twitter, follow me. I'll follow you back. So
I don't even know how you get on Twitter.
Well. Do you have like a 5-year-old grandchild or?
I do.
They can explain it.
My Sophie.
Your Sophie. How old is Sophie?
Sophie's 5.
Yeah, exactly. What a guess. All right. So, yeah, you got this deal in Hong Kong, and then you had this climate change mob who left all sorts of garbage in New York City, 400,000 of them, and they were protesting as pro-communists as well. Do you believe that? Pro-communist.
No.
Incredible. So I think we could trade some, why don't we trade the crowd that we had out there in New York for the people in Hong Kong? Get them here, and, cause they want democracy. They want capitalism. They don't want to be, you know, we're going in opposite directions than even Hong Kong and China.
People take freedom for granted, don't they?
Well, they do, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, you want to call the show, 573-364-0800 or...
Star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
Okay, so they say they've had a leak in Ferguson on the grand jury. And just this morning, the gal said she had her account was hacked. But in this leak, it said that so far there isn't sufficient evidence to charge Darren Wilson, the police officer who killed Michael Brown, and... you know, everybody in that area, a lot of people in that area, a lot of the residents are demanding that he be tried for murder. They believe they have the facts. Well, how do they have the facts? I mean, the autopsy really bodes well for the officer, although you could argue a couple different things. But my point is, if there's enough evidence, indict the guy. Have a trial.
Yeah, but if he's acquitted, holy cow, what a firestorm.
Well, what are you going to do? I mean, you know, look at the situation with Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman. They wanted him hung, too.
Mm-hmm.
They demonstrated there. Well, what happened? You get into the trial, with actual testimony and witnesses and juries and judges. And that judge was not pro-Zimmerman. Now, what I think of Zimmerman is he's a dope, but in that particular instance, I don't think he had a choice. I think he thought he was going to get killed by this kid, and he was not a baby kid, so I don't know. Anyways,
well, beyond reasonable doubt.
Yes.
Isn't the whole thing beyond reasonable doubt?
Sure.
If there's some doubt, then you don't...
Right. Now, I know people in law enforcement that think the guy's completely innocent, mm-hmm. and I know a businessman in that area, all around Ferguson, he's got places. He thinks the guy's going to get indicted, so... Who knows? There's pressure on this this white Democratic prosecutor to step down. He won't do it. He's a Democrat, by the way.
McCullough?
Yeah.
I thought he was a Republican.
No.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You know, the town is two-thirds black, one-third white.
Right.
And Farrakhan points out, why do we have a white mayor? Why do we have a white police chief? Why do we have a white prosecutor? Why is the police force 50 out of 53 white? Well, okay, if you're two-thirds black and you can reach a voting booth, why are you asking us?
Well, you know, there could be an argument for the black population being apathetic and they didn't vote.
Well, I think that's what happened there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's exactly what happened. So who's to blame for that? And then they're saying, well, you know, how come these Arabs and Chinese and Koreans, how come they have businesses there? Why? Why aren't there any blacks? I know black businessmen there who have businesses all around there in St. Louis. And on the west, on the east side there, you know, East St. Louis and Collinsville and places like that. I mean, in fact, I asked a guy, I said, why don't you have the Ferguson McDonald's? And he could easily get it, I'm sure. It's a company-owned store. In fact, if I was McDonald's, I'd get them to store as quickly as I could.
I wonder what business has been like there. I guess.
Well, I don't think it's
been steady.
I don't think it's been pretty. I don't think it's been very good when they're writing every other night. It's hard to do business in those circumstances.
Why would you open a business there now? Why would you?
I don't know.
Would you even think about it?
I don't know.
It's terrible. That's my city. That's my town. That's where I grew up.
Where, Ferguson?
Yeah.
You grew up in Ferguson?
That's right. Not in that part of Ferguson. Yeah. But my wife and I, after we got married, lived. Not too far from where Michael Brown got shot.
Was there a lot of racial strife?
No.
No.
No. Ferguson was primarily white back then.
Yeah.
But no, there wasn't no strife.
I got a buddy that lived Florescent.
Florescent.
I can never say that right.
Florescent.
Florescent. And he says he used to, you know, hang out. They still get together and go to some restaurant in Ferguson. It was before, you know, Michael Brown and all that stuff, and they still do it. And he says... A lot of concern there, but how this reached this amazing level of newsworthiness is incredible. You've got people killing. You got people killing. The black cop. There was a black cop just killed a unarmed black guy in Chicago. They had a YouTube of it. Nothing said. You got blacks killing blacks. Extensively all over the country, and there is much more, percentage-wise, black-on-white crime than there is white-on-black crime. It's almost a non-provable thing.
Well, in North St. Louis has been for years a kind of a poverty-stricken, violent area.
Yeah, and south side of Chicago.
Yeah,
where I'm from.
So it's, you know, it's a tough life there. But it's just too bad that my city is brought up so negatively. My former city.
Yeah,
I'm actually a dyed-in-the-wool Rolla knight. Right.
Of course you are. You're the morning mayor.
I'm a Rolla guy.
You're the morning mayor. But you and Bill Bates.
When I was a puppy. Now, when I was a puppy, I was in love with the mayor's daughter. When I was in high school.
Really?
Mayor Ferguson. Yeah.
No kidding. You could have been the first man. You're the prince. You could have been the prince.
She's gone on to be a veterinarian in Kansas City.
No kidding.
That's another story.
By the way, did I mention Weinbaum Fest?
Haven't mentioned.
If you go to my website, Weinbaum Fest, we're going to do a contest again this month, all month long. We're going to I'm going to, if you go to my website, you just register to be in the contest, and you'll get a signed copy of my new 2015 original quote and joke calendar, and $20 in McDonald's gift certificates. So, once again, winner, winner, nugget dinner, right there.
There you go.
All right, you want to call the show, it's 573-364-0800 or
star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone. Yeah, you go to Dave's website, that's Dave Weinbaum. Just pop, put that on the Google or whatever you're using, and there you go, right to that website. And it says "Win Big." It's right there at the top of the website, including a picture of me in a hot dog outfit.
Meanwhile, we've got Jimmy Carter. He's 90 years old.
Yes, he is.
And he said that he could have beaten Ronald Reagan. He you know what? Can't let it go, can he?
You don't understand. I could have had class. I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody.
Well, he was the president, but he didn't have any class, and he still doesn't.
Builds homes, though.
I guess I shouldn't just dump on a guy like that.
That's a good thing.
You know, I think I voted for him once. I voted for him. That's how stupid I was.
I did not. I voted. Well, pretty much you only had to vote for him one time. And that was the only time in 1976.
Right.
Now, in 1980, I guess.
I didn't like Ford for some reason. You know?
I like Ford.
I didn't like him.
I don't know if Nixon would have run.
I thought in retrospect that he did as good a job as he could have in a transitional position with Nixon situation there. That could have been. You look at what's happening today and you wonder, how did Nixon get impeached? Or was he about to get impeached? Compared to what's happening today, I mean, we have no borders.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a president that we had a war won. He actually snatched victory from the jaws of defeat, and now we're in a situation where, you know, we're a powerful country. But come on, now we've got to put troops. He's putting troops back into Iraq. We'll have to do it in Syria. And he's got Putin, who is now disrespecting him, saying that the stuff that Obama is trying to put against the Soviet Union, all these restrictions and sanctions, is driving the Soviet Union and China closer together.
Well, I think the thing is now there's so much media. I mean, you know, there's Fox News now, and there's just other media sources that embellish what is right or wrong with the president or a political party. I think back in Nixon's day, there just wasn't that much. There was a certain amount of media coverage, but for the most part, a lot of Americans didn't know what was going on until the day he resigned.
Well, you've always had a liberal media, and it's proven that, that by the amount of stories that are pro and against, that even back then, especially back then, the liberal media just eviscerated Richard Nixon. Now, the Watergate thing, bad thing. It was a cover-up. Nixon had his list at the IRS, you know. But what's happening to this president? The media is burying the story about the IRS, where they're going after conservative parties. The media is burying Benghazi, where four Americans got killed, when you had both the president of the United States and Hillary Clinton lost. I mean, they were MIA, missing in action, you know?
I just, you know, like I say, there's just so much apathy, and the media just skews the whole story.
What's that?
I think we got a call from.
Hey, hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. Just because you're the first caller, Lee Burr will be at your house to massage your pet. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Kevin from St. James.
Hi, Kevin. How you doing? You're the first caller today. I can't believe I haven't had any callers.
Well, I've been waiting for other people to call in besides me.
Yeah, this is the longest I've ever gone without a call.
And I guess the only reason why I'm calling in, I'm trying to, one of your faux pas you've just stated again.
Oh, okay.
I think there's been nine independent counsels on the investigation into Benghazi.
Independent counsels, right? You're talking about the one that, that exonerated Hillary?
I'm not talking about the one that exonerated Hillary. What I'm talking about are the nine councils they've set up that have investigated this nine different times, the last one being ran by the Republicans, Come to find out that there was nothing illegal. There were some stupid calls that were made, but nothing was illegal that was done.
Was there a stand-down order?
Yes, there was. There was a stand-down order because...
Well, that's the problem.
Hang on, stop for a second.
Yeah.
You asked me, let me expand on that answer. All right, yes. In a sovereign...
Hold on a minute. Yes. Hold on, Kevin. Kevin, Lieber just spilled his what is it, iced tea? All over himself. Oh, man. I love live radio. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Kevin. Go ahead.
But, no, all I'm saying is to put a military force into a sovereign country, which Libya, I guess, is or supposed to have been at that time, you have to have permission from the leaders of that country to do that.
You're kidding, right?
Invading a country unprovoked.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding you. I'm just saying exactly what the Department of Defense said when all.
Oh, Department of Defense. I'm sorry. That was under which administration?
I would say that was underneath the
Obama
said right now, which is the Department of Defense.
Kevin,
mm-hmm.
I haven't even heard that argument, and I've been listening to this thing for the last 2 years since it's been going on. And then they're digging deep if they're doing that. You had the American embassy, an act of war taking place, by the way.
It was not American.
That's American property. You had an act of war taking place where American lives were threatened, and eventually four Americans were killed. The guys on the ground, the three guys on the ground who wrote a book and were there and witnessed it, were on the phone to the consulate in Libya, I believe. The American State Department told those guys not to do anything for a half an hour. All of those guys testified to the fact that they could have saved those Americans. So you got four dead Americans because of them.
With that. I'm just going by what the other testimony has been given.
What do you mean you disagree with that? Were those guys lying? These are Navy SEALs. You think all three of those guys are lying?
What I'm saying at the one congressional hearing, when they were asked, the United States, you have to have permission to go into a country. Now, if we have troops,
you never have to have permission. Yes. If your territory is invaded, you don't need no permission. Are you talking about the Iraq situation? Or are you talking about Libya?
I'm talking about Libya. Exactly.
Did we get permission when Iran invaded the U.S. consulate in Tehran in 1979? Do you think Jimmy Carter asked for permission to invade, which he did, by the way?
Wait.
He tried, anyways.
Okay. Well, I'm just going by what was said at the congressional hearing.
Why don't you link that and send it to my website, okay?
Well, you know, no matter what, if I go sign it to facts, you always find something else to contradict it, Dave. But, you know,
if you're right, Kevin, I'll admit it. I've admitted it before. I mean, I don't remember exactly when that happened, but...
When I go out there and find that, you'll have to admit that that's what was said.
Well, I won't have to, because it depends on your source. It depends on the other information.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm willing to open the debate. Let's put it that way.
All right, well, that'd be good.
Is that fair enough? That's why you're on the show, Kevin. I like you. I like you. I like what you do. I don't like you so much. You're not that likable. But I like what you say on the air. I like the challenge, okay?
Okay. Now, let's go back to the leader of Israel back in the mid-80s. What was his name?
There was a lot of them. There was Yahud.
Ariel Sharon.
He was the 70s till about 85. Yes.
Right.
The guy that gave back Gaza. They gave him Gaza.
Hey, what's his opinion of the Palestinian people nowadays?
He's dead. In fact, when we were in Israel, when he was in Israel, we were in Israel, me and my girlfriend Lisa Strauser, he had just died, and they were holding his body in state. Not far from where we were staying. What would be his opinion today? I mean, I could speculate, but his opinion today would have been, I made a mistake. I never should have left Gaza. Because look what happened. What happened was when they left Gaza, there wasn't peace. I mean, they had to take Israeli settlers there and drag them off, kicking and screaming. The Israeli Defense Forces had to drag all the Jews out of there. Okay, and then what happens is there's no peace. They go to forward positions and start bombing and start rocketing Israeli citizens.
You're talking about past. I'm talking about here in the future. What?
Wait a minute. You were talking about the 80s, weren't you?
I'm talking about the leader of the 80s, his opinion now, the Palestinian people. He says the only way Israel's going to be able to be a functioning, survivable, peaceful country is to make the Palestinians their own state.
Well, here's the deal, Kevin. That could happen, but you can't make the deal with the Palestinians who and Hamas who are sworn to kill every Jew they come across. All right, now.
Okay.
Now listen to me. Listen. I listen to you. Hold on. Benjamin Netanyahu has said at the UN was very significant. Let me finish a sentence. God. He said that Arab countries like Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and Jordan were the countries that could form a coalition to coax the Palestinians into a deal where they would get some land back, where there would be negotiations if they would recognize the Jewish state of Israel. That's significant. You may speak. There you go.
Well, no. I mean, I could agree. That would be a good point. But the point that Israel needs to do is as soon as they stopped the last bombing in Gaza, what did they do up in the West Bank? They went in up there and they confiscated another 1,000 acres of land from the Palestinian farmers.
Yeah, from where they kidnapped 1,000 acres, right? Where they kidnapped the three Jews and killed them and murdered them. And Hamas admitted that, by the way.
You want to know something? Israel keeps creating their own problems. Like I say,
they survived. That, you know what Israel has done? They created their own problems because Jews survived. Okay.
Because, no, they keep going in there and taking land, building.
Oh, right, Kevin. Okay, that's the way it is. Well, you know, you keep getting invaded, and you don't win, you pay the price. All right, thank you very much, Kevin. You'll be on next week, hopefully, and we have another caller. Hi there, welcome to the. Whoops, sorry.
Try that.
I thought you saw that.
See if the phone works.
Hi there. Okay. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from? I hope it works.
This is Matt. I'm down in Salem.
It's working. Hi, Matt. What's going on?
You're a lot more patient with that liberal crack than I would have been. He doesn't have any idea what he's talking about.
I know, but Matt, it's important.
As Israel is, and he wants to see, they're creating their own problems. Man, why don't you turn on the news? God, I couldn't stand to listen to that guy. And you know, as far as asking permission to go and save and to save the lives of our fellow countrymen, you know, I, God forbid that would ever happen, or we had to ask permission to save our own people. It's like his family would be in somebody else's house, and if they were in danger, would he ask permission to save them? Well, he might, but I wouldn't. And I'd go in there, and I would save my family no matter where they're at. And he needs to start looking at our fellow countrymen like family. I'm telling you, I could hardly stand to listen to that crackpot, but I'll get off the air here and let's do your response.
Okay, good call, Matt. Kevin is the best example of the Obama administration's policies towards Israel that you're going to get in this show, and he really believes it. If I could get Barack Obama to explain his position, it would be just like that. They had Bibi Netanyahu at the White House. Supposed to be allies. They just had him at the White House. The last time he came, about 2 or 3 years ago, they stuck him in the basement. But Obama refused to eat a meal with the guy. He refused. So what happens this time? Well, at least he got to, you know, show Netanyahu by a fireplace in an upstairs room. And then he doesn't even offer the guy lunch. Comes all the way from Israel. Every Arab that comes through there, they get the royal treatment. A Jew comes in from Israel, they nail his butt. All right, anyways, we're going to take a break. This show's getting lively now. All right, so if you want to call the show after the break, 573-364-0800.
And you star KTTR.
And you can call me from Albania if you're listening, or from Jerusalem, or from Gaza, for that matter, all right? That's 573-364-0800, or
star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
This is KTTR, News Radio, 99.7 FM, 1490 AM.
We all know how stressful being a homeowner can be, especially when it comes to fixing things like heating and air around the house. Who do you call? Who do you trust? Who's the most cost-effective? The answer is easy. Hartley's Climate Control. And with the cold weather settling in, they are here to help. Save up to $615 until November 24th on a new Regency fireplace or stove. Or through December 15th, receive up to a $1,000 rebate on qualifying American Standard systems. Only with Hartley's Climate Control. Why settle for the forecast when you can control it?
Hillcrest Pharmacy and Optical offers a full line of sports accessories and supplies like ankle braces, ankle supports, knee braces and knee supports, elbow supports, hot and cold compress, instant ice packs, and a whole lot more. Kick it on over to Hillcrest Pharmacy and pick up all your sports needs for this season. And let's go Bulldogs. Hillcrest Pharmacy and Optical in Rolla, 364-3258. Hillcrest Pharmacy and Optical in Rolla, where you'll always score on your sports needs. When it comes to investing, making and keeping money isn't easy. It really boils down to this. Superior returns require superior knowledge, but knowledge is neither cheap nor easy to come by. That's where the folks at St. Louis-based Lindbergh Capital can help. They've spent considerable time and energy determining what works in investing, what doesn't, and why. If you'd like to harness the power of this knowledge, put it to work for you, contact Lindbergh Capital at 314-416-0055. That's 314-416-0055. For the best in steaks, wine, and great conversation, visit Matt's Steakhouse. Matt's Steakhouse has banquet facilities for all of your event needs, from small office parties to large wedding receptions and everything in between. Matt's Steakhouse, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday, located on the Dillon Outer Road in Rolla, just east of exit 189. Call Matt's Steakhouse at 364-1220 to book your next event. For the best in steaks, wine, and great conversation, visit Matt's Steakhouse. Truckers, are you tired of working your tail off and trying with all your might just to get home, just to get hassled by the man? Well, if you said yes, we've got the fix for you. Gar Truck and Equipment is the name, and getting you home safe and legal is their game. Gar Truck and Equipment, located behind McDonald's in St. James, your authorized International and Cummins dealer, certified with Class 6, 7, and 8 trucks. From trailer work to DOT and state inspections and general and preventive maintenance, they'll get you back on the road to making money without the hassle. Remember the name. It's Gar Truck and Equipment. Keep the man off your...
Every business needs just the right sign to get people into your business. Missouri Neon Outdoor is here to help. Missouri Neon Outdoor has been family-owned and serving the Ozarks for 80 years. Outdoor advertising remains one of the most cost-effective ways for businesses to build awareness and drive customers to their door. And they offer billboard coverage in over 25 counties in southwest Missouri. Missouri Neon Outdoor has an expert creative staff that can design a great look for you. Call today for available locations in your area. 1-800-788-1778. Come see the professionals at Brown Vet Clinic of Rolla, where they promise to place your pet's health and wellness above all considerations. They communicate openly with you about the individual preventative needs of your pet and help protect them from common infectious and contagious diseases while using the best available methods, no matter how big or small the animal. The staff is there to help you 24/7 and will get you an appointment as quickly as possible. Give Brown Vet Clinic a call today for all your animal needs. 364-1919.
Our purpose here tonight is to highlight a terrible injustice. Christians are being systematically exterminated. In 1948, Jews throughout the Middle East faced murder and extermination and fled to the nation of Israel. And today, Christians have no greater ally than the Jewish state. Those who hate Israel hate America. And those who hate Jews hate Christians. And if this room will not recognize that, then my heart weeps. If you hate the Jewish people, you are not reflecting the teachings of Christ. And the very same people who persecute and murder Christians right now, who crucify Christians, who behead children, are the very same people who target and murder Jews for their faith for the same reason. I am saddened to see that some here, not everyone, but some here, are so consumed with hate that you cannot address your brother. If you will not stand with Israel and the Jews, then I will not stand with you. Thank you, and God bless you.
So if any of those Facebook haters of moi were listening to that, and these guys are from Texas, I think. A lot of them were, at least the guys who's on that site. I'm interested in how would you reflect on that? Anyways, hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from? You're on the air, I think.
Yeah, go ahead. You're on Dave's show.
Hello.
All right. Well, if you want to call the show, it's 573 364-0800 or
star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
You know, and if I'm not going to get a, you know what, I'm just going to do Kent's Jewelers here, and yeah, I know we're running awfully close, but you know, Kent's Jewelers, they're at 907 North Pine, downtown Rolla. Phone number 573-364-1030. And they're my jewelry store. Let me tell you, they're, you know, pretty soon, and I'm thinking it's going to be a little sooner than later. You're going to be putting on all those winter clothes and sweaters and stuff like that. And when you put them on, you got to take them off too. And sometimes your jewelry clasps or even a large stone will get caught in that thing, and you could catch your prongs, or you could lose a diamond, or lose a clasp in a necklace. And what you ought to do is take those rings in now, take those jewelry in now, and make sure all those clasps are well, that they're not bent or anything that could catch onto those sweaters and clothes and things like that. And you know, while you're there, he might even fix them for you for a nominal fee. So and clean your jewelry too. And then you could look around the store, because they are the only Pandora jewelry salespeople licensed with Pandora in the area. I mean, it's good stuff. I get my got my girlfriend a couple of nice diamond earrings for our first anniversary of being together, and she loves them, and I love Kent's. It's a place to go. Let me tell you, Kent's is the cure for the common gold. How's that?
Are we playing the wedding song?
I heard you. Yes, thank you.
Maybe number four?
I went right with it, too. I did not let it disturb
me. Maybe number four.
I did not let it disturb me. All right, we got 3 minutes left in this segment. By the way,
Strouser.
Yeah, Lisa Strouser. We had a thing on there. I don't know what Steve-O did, but one time she got mad at me. She says, "You're a bad boyfriend."
Oh.
Lisa Strouser.
That's cold.
I know. Mm. So he was playing it on the air every time I mentioned her. "You're a bad boyfriend." Anyway, she could be listening right now.
Bad.
What can I tell you? All right. Hey, did you know Russia? Oh, wait. I got to tell you. I got the column out.
Yes.
It's on Jewish World Review, by the way. And the column's on the Dave Weinbaum site. Love to hear your comments. You know what Dr. Ezekiel Manuel is? Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel, I should say. Do you know who he is?
Third base for the Indians?
No. He's the brother of Rahm Emanuel, who was the chief of staff for Obama, now the godfather mayor of Chicago. And he is he's a doctor. He's a highly educated twit. Mm-hmm. And he wrote Obamacare, by the way. He wrote a column in The Atlantic which says, "Why I Hope to Die at 75. And my point was, why wait?
Oh.
And I have a column now that's on Jewish World Review. I'm on there with Michelle Malkin, Jonah Goldberg, Cal Thomas, and my idol, Charles Krauthammer. So go take a look at that. Yeah, give my site a hit first, where you can register for Weinbaum Fest, you know? Get yourself an autographed copy of, maybe I'll even put in, you know what I think I'll do? I'll put an original quote on there, too. So that when I die, it might be worth like, you know, $3 or something.
You are a bad boyfriend.
He found it.
bad boy.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Uh-huh. So, Dr. Ezekiel Manuel. And my point is, you know, you're welcome to write whatever you want to. But when you write the health care law and you hide the president's comments on, "You will be able to keep your doctor, period. You will be able to keep your insurance plan, period," and try to cover for that, you got no business. If you want to die early, that's fine. Okay, I don't care. Why do you need to publicize that? Because people are nervous, including myself, that somehow this will pop up into the Obamacare plan if it isn't there already. And I challenge him on that. So we'll see if he has any response to me. I'm still waiting for Louis Farrakhan to respond to me. And that's not going to happen. But, I'm challenging some pretty big people, I'd say.
You throw it out there, and it's on the World Wide Web.
I do, and they can find me. And I'm probably not long for this life, but who cares? Yeah. Anyways, we're going to be back in about 5 minutes. Stay tuned. This is the Dave Weinbaum Show. That's enough of that. Should I tell him what you said off here?
No.
No, don't do that.
Wonderful classic.
Yeah, he didn't like the song. He gave it a kind of a slur.
I did. I slurred it, but I didn't mean to.
What do you mean you didn't mean?
Well,
to?
It kind of came out accidentally.
You know, you're not Jewish. You can't ask for forgiveness. Oh yeah, I guess you can. If you're a Christian, you can ask for forgiveness anytime, can't you?
I love your Hanukkah.
Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a Christian and somebody has done you wrong, and somebody comes up and apologizes sincerely to you, what do you do? What are you supposed to do? I'm a little confused.
I don't take it very well. But then again, I'm not as devout a Christian as I should be.
Oh.
So.
Well, only the Pope is, for goodness sakes, really.
Well, no, I know some people.
Oh, okay. That's true. I knew some people, too. Yeah. All right. Hi there. Welcome to Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from? You're on the air.
Yes, go ahead.
Hi. Go ahead.
Yes, I have a question.
What's your name and where are you from first?
Pardon me?
What's your name, where you're from, if you don't mind?
Betty from St. James.
Hi, Betty. What's going on?
Not much. Do you think Obama will put Eric Holder up for Supreme Court judge?
I think there's a chance that he would do that, and if he's going to do it, they're going to have to either convince Ruth Bader Ginsburg to resign, or do something to her food in the Supreme Court cafeteria. But they would do that if they can get him in there. While we can still get him confirmed with a majority in the Senate, which they are looking like they're not going to have after January.
Yeah.
So thank you for the call, dear, and you have a nice weekend. Okay, here's line two. Hi there, welcome to the Dave. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Barbara from Rolla.
Hi, Barbara. What's going on?
Well, you ask a question about what you're supposed to do as far as forgiveness.
Yes.
And it's very clear that if a person comes to you for forgiveness, you are to forgive them. Otherwise, you are not forgiven your sin.
So if I on Facebook, for example, I got a little bit rowdy with some people that were saying nasty things about Jews, who called themselves conservatives, and so I thought about it, and I said, you know what, I could have been less combative. So I apologized to anyone I offended, and I was sincere about it. And some guy says, we don't accept it. And one of the reasons is that I said, well, you know, wouldn't Jesus want you to accept my apology? And then he called me he told me that I personally killed Jesus.
Well, so, obviously he doesn't understand why Jesus came and died for our sins. The Jews had absolutely nothing to do with that.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. And they actually, it wasn't the Jewish population. It was the leaders of the Jews, the Pharisees, who had a little bit to do with it in coordination with the Romans.
Well,
He was a threat to both.
Right, that's true, but the reason he came was to, because he was, took our punishment in his place.
Right.
So.
I understand that. But I don't think he meant to destroy all the Jews. I think he just had a very bad, disagreement, as most people should have, with the leaders of the Jewish temple who I guess they were doing their best to survive under the Roman, leadership there. I mean, eventually, the Romans pretty well killed half of Jerusalem about 70 years later and burned down the temple.
Right.
So, anyhow, thank you so much for the call. And if you want to call the show and be a star like Barbara just there, Or Matt earlier, call 573-364-0800
or... Star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
I'd be real interested to see if there's a caller out there, because we're streaming live, baby. We're all over the world.
That's right.
You know, you could call me from Liberia, West Africa. Just, you know, don't show up at the door without being cleared first. Okay?
Don't come over here.
No, don't. Please. And I joke about that, but I know it's a real serious thing. But, you know, we got to be a little concerned about that because of the actual facts, the events that are taking place. I mean, that doctor from the CDC, when they first got this guy in, to me, after finding out what we know now, he was lying. He was lying. I mean, he knew what was going on. He knew this guy was released. This guy, when he got his symptoms finally, he goes to the hospital, right? And he tells him he's from Liberia. He says, I'm from Liberia. And he's got these Ebola-like symptoms. What do? They give him antibiotics and send him home. Where he's talking to people, he's holding children, he's doing it. They got 100 people just from that, mm-hmm. that they have isolated, if not more. Because who knows? And who knows how many people that he came across on the plane. They say he was not showing symptoms on the plane. Really? Really? I mean, come on. They got people now in Hawaii testing positive for Ebola. You've got Americans over there testing positive for Ebola. This thing's coming, ladies and gentlemen. And then you got ISIS. ISIS. They're threatening to become infected and come here, as well as killing military families. Oh, by the way, in our war against ISIS, allegedly bombing them isn't stopping them from killing a lot of people. 2 days ago, they took Kurd prisoners, and decapitated 9 of them. 3 of them were women. Think about that. Think about that. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Dolores.
Hi, Dolores. How you doing?
Pretty. I'm getting ready to go.
You're getting ready to vote?
Go. I'm leaving my husband for 10 days.
I hope it's not acrimonious.
No. He wants to get rid of me for 10 days.
What?
I'm going to the mountains for 10 days.
You're going, what? Is this like a religious retreat or something, or what?
Well, he thinks it is. I'm just going hunting with my brothers.
Oh, cool. Yeah. What are you hunting?
Elk.
Just as long as you're not hunting another man.
No, never.
Good. All right. Anyway. Well, now bring me back a steak.
I could, you know.
I'd love that. I'd love that.
But anyway. No, anyway, it's that old Kevin, he's something else, isn't he? Some of these people...
Well, what are you going to do, you know? Look, I know that I am a lightning rod for controversy. And that's why I'm on the radio, quite frankly. It's because I say some provocative things. I write provocative things. And I grew up that way. I was always the kid getting into fights. And even when I wasn't in the argument, I was so small that I was easy to be picked on. I mean, the friends I hung out with used to get into fights, the big guys. And they'd look at the other big guy and says, I bet you're so weak you couldn't beat him up. And they'd point at me. And that's how I got into a lot of fights. Because I was too stupid not to fight back then.
Well, you didn't ask him if he was going to, you know, commit suicide when he's 75. I'm still waiting on that one.
Well, he's not going to commit suicide. No, what I did point out, though, is that he's got a responsibility as a public official. If he's just Dr. Ezekiel... Emmanuel, and he's writing this thing as a comment, that's one thing. But not when you're writing the government's health care law, where we know there are death panels, where they are going to restrict your medicine, where you're going to be restricted to the doctors you can use, which means that it's going to be like the VA situation all over again. You got insurance, but you're never going to be able to find a doctor. And if you do find a doctor, you've got such repressive demands on what you have to pay up front, that half the people are going to go home untreated.
For a serious note.
Yeah.
I talked to my daughter and my daughter-in-law and, like, told them when they're out in big chain stores, with their children, they need to be mindful of maybe attack from ISIS, because if these people want to attack people and behead them, you know, how do we know they won't start on women and children? And basically, I have more granddaughters than I do grandsons, and, you know, are they in danger in this country over what's going on?
Is there any question now? I mean, after the guy beheaded a woman in that factory, and they're still trying to... I was joking at first when I first posted it and said this is now workplace violence, and that's actually what they're calling it. It's workplace misbehavior, whatever they want to call it, just like the Fort Hood thing was not terrorism. Well, I don't know. Everybody seems to be terrorized about it that I know of, and pretty much they ought to be. Aren't you terrorized a little bit by that, Lee?
You betcha. Yes, I am.
My goodness.
Yes, and I mean, really and truly, especially in Muslim strongholds, should, you know, non-Muslims be mindful of the people around them?
You know, I hate to say that, but...
Yes.
You know, you had a bunch of Muslims living side by side with Christians for centuries.
Mm-hmm.
2,000 years, they'd living side by side, getting along with the Christians, and then ISIS comes and starts killing people. What do the Muslims do?
Yeah.
They do the same thing. They parrot exactly what they see from the other Muslims.
They're trying to
because it's taught
themselves.
In the Quran. It's taught to them.
Yeah. I know. It's sad, though.
It's very sad, and we got to be vigilant. We got to vote. Dolores, you going to vote November 4th?
Oh, yeah.
I'm
actually
begging you.
I'm going to be an election judge, so, yeah.
Thank you so much. I do appreciate that. And that's the whole thing that I was talking about with these people on Facebook. You can't not vote and expect this country not to go into the toilet.
That's right.
All right, thank you. And Dolores, you weren't one of those that were convinced right away, were you?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I think our state people are fine. We have great state people in Missouri.
Well, right, and I wasn't happy about Mitt Romney, but you know, I studied this stuff.
I voted for him.
That's great, and so did I. Okay, but yeah. 4 million people sat on their hands, and I'm trying to convince these people that if that happens again, you got to get up and vote for him, anyways.
He would be better than. Oh, I would vote for him before Chris Christie.
Absolutely, Darrell. Hey, listen, I got another phone call. You have a great weekend, great week up in the mountains there, and. We got another phone call over. Yes. Hi there. Welcome to Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi. Alan Weinbaum from New Jersey.
Alan Weinbaum?
Yeah, I think I'd call
him. Are you listening to the show from all the way from New Jersey?
Yeah, I'm listening on your podcast finally, yeah.
All righty. How you doing, buddy? Are we related?
No, I have no. I doubt if we are, but...
Where did your ancestors come from?
Poland and Germany, but... You know, they landed in Boston. I have some relatives in South Africa.
Are you related to Craig Weinbaum down there?
No.
Florida?
No, I have no relations to him either. I just connected
Did you have a David Weinbaum in Boston?
David sounds familiar, but
all right.
It's been a lot of years. So.
When I was in Boston once, I tried to locate this guy, and I got him on the phone, and I said, is this David Weinbaum? He says, yes. I said, well, my name is David Weinbaum, too. He said, so? Al's a friend on Facebook, and he's hot for this gal. I know he is, and, you know, I don't know. Is that right?
I'm hot for what gal?
Should I say it?
Oh, yeah. I think she's a beautiful girl.
Elizabeth Peters out there in Jeff City.
Yeah.
Who I know personally, by the way.
Do you really?
Yeah.
She's
hot, baby.
She's a sweet.
And now my girlfriend here heard this just now, and she said I'm a bad boyfriend.
No, you're not a bad boyfriend.
All right, what can I do? What do you got to say, Al? Anything?
No, I was just going to...
I love you, baby. Hey, convince some of your New Jersey pals up there, you know, forget about it. Tell them to listen to the show, too, okay?
I will.
Get all your Italian buddies, you know, in the mob.
I got a few of those.
All right, well, get them on the, you know, get them to listen.
So we'll see what we can do. No, I just figured I'd call in. What the heck?
I thank you so much. I do appreciate that. Thanks, Al. All right, Cousin Al from New Jersey. How's that?
I like that. That's fantastic.
Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Dave. This is Dan from Doolittle.
Dan from Doolittle. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. I don't get to listen to your show a whole lot, but I got to tune in today.
I thought they let you out for good behavior.
Say again?
I thought they let you out for good behavior. It was a joke.
I'm always good.
It was a joke, Dan.
I got you.
Okay.
I got you.
Bad joke, but, you know, hey, come on.
What I'm wondering about, and maybe you can shed some light on this, I don't keep tuned into everything, but it seems as though people in the media are saying that Islam is the religion. Certain people have said that.
Religion of what? We're having a little trouble with the phone.
Bad eggs that are giving them such a
religion
bad name.
Is the religion of what? What happened? Oi.
You there, Dan?
Yeah, it's not a real good connection.
Yeah,
I'm
no.
sorry.
Go ahead. Ask your question or give your comment.
Well, if it becomes a religion, why don't they get rid of the bad eggs that are among them?
Oh, if it's a religion, all right, I got it. If it's a religion of peace, why don't they get rid of the bad eggs? That's an excellent question. That was your question, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Where are the, there are some that do stand up, but you know what? I believe they're terrorized too. That, you know, they're killing more Muslims than anyone else. I mean, the Sunnis are killing, they're killing the Shiite. And, you know, they're doing the same thing to those guys. They're decapitating them and everything. Well, you know, yeah, the Muslims got to stand up. Where are the moderate Muslims? You know, you've got a revolution inside your own community. Solve it. So, you know, save us all the trouble here. Okay, you know what? We got one last break, and we're finally getting phone calls, and I appreciate it. And got Al from New Jersey. How about that? If you're from anywhere out there, anywhere, and want to call the show, that means China, Hong Kong, Albania. Why do I keep saying Albania? I don't know. It's just stuck in my mind. Jerusalem. Well, you can't call from Jerusalem. You know why? It's already the holiday there, and they can't dial a phone. But if you want to call me if you're a Muslim from Gaza, tell me why Israel is so bad. Okay.
Well, not everybody in Jerusalem is Jewish, are they?
No. Yeah, if you're a Christian from, you can call me there. Mm-hmm. That was a good point. Thank you, Lee.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if you want to call the show, it's 573-364-0800 or
star KTTR.
All right. We'll be back in a minute. This is KTTR News Radio 99.7 FM, 1490 AM.
Would you do business with this?
Hey there. Yeah, you need your driveway done? Yeah, check this out. I saw that you had a lot of cracks in there. Here's an estimate for you. There's nobody that's gonna beat this price. I guarantee you. You don't need another estimate. Trust me, lady.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. Give Melrose Asphalt a call. Melrose Asphalt will give you an estimate in writing at a price you can trust. Keep local and leave the yahoos to someone else. Call Melrose Asphalt at 364-9101.
Town and Country Bank. Smart. Friendly. Solutions. Buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, we have the solution. With a wide variety of loan products like fixed and adjustable rate mortgages and refinancing options, we'll be here when you're ready to make your move. Let us build your mortgage solution today. Stop by your local Town and Country Bank or visit us online at tcbanks.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Truckers, are you tired of working your tail off and trying with all your might just to get home, just to get hassled by the man? Well, if you said yes, we've got the fix for you. Gar Truck and Equipment is the name, and getting you home safe and legal is their game. Gar Truck and Equipment, located behind McDonald's in St. James, your authorized International and Cummins dealer, certified with Class 6, 7, and 8 trucks. From trailer work to DOT and state inspections and general and preventive maintenance, they'll get you back on the road to making money without the hassle. Remember the name. It's Gar Truck and Equipment. Keep the man off your... Have you ever been to a real liquor store? No, I'm not talking about the liquor section at your grocery store. If you haven't been to Lucas Liquor off Manchester and Ellisville, then you don't know what you're missing. Lucas Liquor wants to help you wow your guests at your upcoming parties and events with their amazing selection of top-shelf choices at not-so-top-shelf prices. The amazing staff at Lucas Liquor will help you find the perfect spirit selection to make your next event top-notch without breaking your bank. Curbside service and weekly tastings, too. Give them a try today. Lucas Liquor in Ellisville.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's for good, but not great drivers.
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company.
Get to a better state.
Visit your local State Farm agent, Kirk Moore, located at 1007 Houck Drive in Rolla.
Does your trip to the dentist office sound like this? If so, it's time to come see the friendly staff at Forum Dental, where they make dentistry simple and fun. Forum Dental is committed to patient satisfaction and high-quality dental care. So come to Forum Dental, where they do it all, from teeth cleaning and whitening to bridges and crowns and so much more. At Forum Dental, they make every dental experience a pleasant one. Forum Dental, working together to be better. Visit their website at forumdental.com.
For the best in steaks, wine, and great conversation, visit Matt's Steakhouse. Matt's Steakhouse has banquet facilities for all of your event needs, from small office parties to large wedding receptions and everything in between. Matt's Steakhouse, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday, located on the Dillon Outer Road in Rolla, just east of exit 189. Call Matt's Steakhouse at 364-1220 to book your next event. For the best in steaks, wine, and great conversation, visit Matt's Steakhouse.
At Fairground Auto Plaza, their slogan says, "We're driven to serve you best." But they're also driven to serve their community best as they participate in activities like the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, Chevy Youth Baseball, and the Wild Turkey Federation Annual Banquet, among others. Please join them now in the month of October in support of Breast Cancer Awareness Month as they help raise funds and awareness for the American Cancer Society's Making Strides event. Check out their website at fairgroundgm.com on ways you can help. Find new roads to Fairground Auto Plaza, 100 Fairgrounds Road in Rolla.
Monopoly is back at McDonald's, and you could win $50,000 a year for the next 20 years. That's a cool $1 million interest-free. Or a $5,000 Target shopping experience. A gift card good at Target.com or any Target store in the entire United States. You don't have to buy anything for your chance to win, and you can play in-store until October 27th or while supplies last. If you're 13 or older, you can play online, too. So what are you waiting for? Let's play this game. See rules at participating McDonald's and play at MCD.com for details. Monopoly is a trademark of Hasbro.
You know, I have people probably mad at me because they don't agree with certain stands that I take. That's fine. I don't expect you to agree with everything that I say. It's okay. But when you go to vote, don't vote for the perfect. Vote for the best available. And do not sit on your hands.
So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, "I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!"
4 million Republicans that voted for Palin in 2008 sat on their hands because they didn't feel Romney was conservative enough. Think now. Do you really believe that Mitt Romney would have been as bad or worse than Barack Obama has been? Really?
So that was me a long time ago saying that, and got into a ruckus on Facebook with what should have been fellow conservatives, and they're from the vision that a lot of them voted for Romney, a lot of them voted for McCain, but now they're not going to vote for anybody. They're going to, if they don't get exactly who they want, they're just going to sit on their hands and apparently elect Hillary. Lee's got a little clock, days till the presidential election there in 2016, and says Hillary's first day. What did I put down?
In Sing Sing.
There you go, 10 to 15,
no, actually,
baby.
Actually, David Wynn put that on there.
Oh, okay.
But she's on her way to jail.
Well, she ought to be. What difference at this point does it make?
I'm going to give you an extra minute today.
How are you going to give me an extra minute?
You'll see. But okay. I got a phone call here.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Dave Weinbaum Show. Sorry about that. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Rod from Waynesville. I'd like to just point out a simple fact. I don't think you'll get any of those crazy Muslims that call into your conservative radio program. But the difference of Jesus Christ and Muhammad is Jesus Christ was a carpenter. Muhammad was a mass murderer. And he committed murders of genocide. And just saying that the people that he killed were infidels because they were non-Muslims. So the Muslims call Jesus Christ a false prophet, but they are hypocrites, and they perform sexual mutilations on their females because they're not allowed to enjoy sex, so they cut off their clitoris as part of their religion, which is just preposterous. They can marry 12-year-old little girls, and it's part of their religion that they can do that. And women are kept ignorant. So there's
well, no, I mean, I'd love to shut you off, but you can't. I mean, it's the facts are the facts. And, you know, if you're not a, and the people that are executing this right now are actually more vicious than Muhammad was. At least Muhammad gave you an opportunity to buy your way out of it. You know, you could pay a jizra, a tax. I'm not so sure. These people are actually giving, people the option. 60,000 Christians from Mosul who had lived there for 2,000 years were given from Wednesday to Saturday to get the heck out of town or they would be murdered. And a lot of them were murdered. The men were murdered. The women were sold off into slavery and were, you know, married up to, I mean, this is the old way of doing things. And apparently it's coming back and it's coming back strong. And we have such a weak president that he won't even call them what they are, which are Muslims. Lee, you want to press the button there? Are you okay? All right. Only last call. How much time do I have?
Yeah, good morning. Is this a garage sale?
Yeah, what are you selling, honey?
No, not yet, honey.
Oh, not?
It'd be in a couple of minutes.
Oh, come on. Let me do one of those.
No. You don't have the knowledge or the welfare.
Oh, my God. Do I need a PhD to do the garage sale?
You'd be amazed what you need.
All right, let me get back to the PhD in junk, and I'll come back and maybe take a call.
Well, maybe sometime you can do that.
All right, it's junk, isn't it?
I only have 30 seconds.
All right, well, thank you for that.
I put you into the garage sale time because we need a little extra time after all the commercials.
Yeah, and don't you think we need another 30 minutes? If we're going to start getting calls from New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
All right, listen, this is a fun show. I enjoyed it. Going to add a few more phone calls, but you know what? You have a great weekend. This is the Dave Weinbaum Show.